This year, leaders will not meet in the tired grandeur of the General Assembly Hall, which is under complete renovation. Instead, they will gather for the annual debate in a modern conference hall that has been outfitted with the familiar green marble dais. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has made clear that Syria will top the international agenda, saying it is the biggest peace, security, and humanitarian challenge the world faces.
Let us be clear. The use of chemical weapons in Syria is only the tip of the iceberg. The suffering in Syria must end.
Key players on Syria will meet in the margins of the General Assembly. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov will discuss how to implement their deal for Syria to give up and destroy its chemical arsenal. The Secretary General has planned a meeting with all five foreign ministers of the UN Security Council's permanent members. Mr. Ban and his special representative on Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, will also meet with Kerry and Lavrov to discuss how they can build momentum toward a political solution to the Syrian civil war.
It's my sincere hope that when we meet, we'll be able to set a date for the Geneva second meeting.
Also generating international interest is the visit of Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, who has so far struck a more moderate tone than his predecessor, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Many leaders will be keen to hear what Mr. Rouhani has to say and whether his government is ready to improve relations with the West and answer outstanding questions about Iran's suspected nuclear program. Speculation is also growing as to whether the American and Iranian presidents might have an informal encounter in New York. While the glare of the media spotlight will be on the Syrian crisis and Iran's president, the more than 130 presidents and prime ministers gathered in New York will seize this annual opportunity to discuss a wide variety of other critical issues and conflicts. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.